Savitri, Book 2, Canto 5, pages 159 to 161. To be what she was not inflamed her hope. She turned her dream towards some high unknown. A breath was felt below of one supreme. An opening looked up to spheres above, and colored shadows limned on mortal ground the passing figures of immortal things. A quick celestial flash could sometimes come. The illumined soul ray fell on heart and flesh, and touched with semblances of ideal light, the stuff of which our earthly dreams are made. A fragile human love that could not last, ego's moth wings to lift the seraph soul, appeared a surface glamour of brief date, extinguished by a scanty breath of time. Joy that forgot mortality for a while came, a rare visitor who left betimes and made all things seem beautiful for an hour. Hopes that soon fade to drab realities, and passions that crumble to ashes while they blaze, kindled the common earth with their brief flame. A creature insignificant and small, visited, uplifted by an unknown power, man labored on his little patch of earth, for means to last, to enjoy, to suffer and die. A spirit that perished not with the body and breath was there like a shadow of the unmanifest, and stood behind the little personal form, but claimed not yet this earthly embodiment. Assenting to nature's long, slow-moving toil, watching the works of his own ignorance, unknown, unfelt, the mighty witness lives, and nothing shows the glory that is here. A wisdom governing the mystic world, a silence listening to the cry of life. It sees the hurrying crowd of moments stream towards the still greatness of a distant hour. This huge world unintelligibly turns in the shadow of amused inconscience. It hides a key to inner meanings missed. It locks in our hearts a voice we cannot hear, an enigmatic labor of the spirit, an exact machine of which none knows the use, an art and ingenuity without sense. This minute, elaborate, orchestrated life forever plays its motiveless symphonies. The mind learns and knows not, turning its back to truth. It studies surface laws by surface thought. Life's steps surveys and nature's process sees, not seeing for what she acts or why we live. It mocks her tireless care of just device, her patient intricacy of fine detail, the ingenious spirit's brave inventive plan in her great futile mass of endless works, adds purposeful figures to her purposeless sum. Its gabled stories piles its climbing roofs on the close-carved foundations she has laid, imagined citadels reared in mythic air, or mounts a stair of dream to a mystic moon. Transient creations point and hit the sky. A world conjecture scheme is labored out on the dim floor of mind's incertitude, or painfully built a fragmentary whole. Impenetrable, a mystery recondite, is the vast plan of which we are a part. Its harmonies are discords to our view, because we know not the great theme they serve. Inscrutable work the cosmic agencies, only the fringe of a wide surge we see. Our instruments have not that greater light. Our will tunes not with the eternal will. Our heart's sight is too blind and passionate.